The only thing better than a Friday night at the movies is probably a Friday night in with movies. You know, favorite sweatpants, all the best snacks, and your best friend cozied up on the couch to binge any movie you want in the comfort of your own home. And my God, my house is so comfy. The couch is so comfy. It's been such a long week. We're supposed to do a movie marathon of all these cheesy horror films we've talked about since the last time we were able to do this, but I'm so relaxed being here like this. I could just doze off. I don't even think he would notice.
Ooh, what about this one? Says it's just like the one we watched last week, and you love that. Uh-huh. Are you paying attention? Are you even awake? I can't even see your face in that cocoon you've made.
I guess he did notice. But it's not my fault he's so easy to be around and I love my couch so much. It's just been such a long week and this cocoon really is just right. I'm awake, mostly.
But you promised me a movie night and we're not even two movies in. You can't fall asleep on me yet.
Okay, fine. Maybe I just need to be a little less cozy. Maybe I'll just sit on the floor for a little bit. Also, not my fault you're taking 17 years to pick out a movie.
Oh, okay, rude. Is that better?
Almost. I just need one more thing. The remote. You've now lost your searching privileges. My turn. Oh. Hey, give it. Come on. Thank you. Okay. Now, let's see. There are so many shows on my list to watch, but none of these are what we're looking for. What do you think of this one? It's new, I think. Honestly, I have no idea if it's new. I don't think I've watched a single new thing in the last 3 years, but it looks interesting enough.
That's a show, and I haven't seen the seasons before this one. Or did you want to start from the beginning and binge the entire, like, 5 seasons or whatever it is?
He looks excited at the idea of watching the entire show. It's cute. I mean, we definitely can. It says here it's 6 seasons, so maybe not all tonight, but we definitely can. Okay, let's see. I think it started a while ago now. Ooh, and the IMDb reviews are pretty good. Should we start all the way back at the beginning, which I think is... I think it's this one.
You all right down there? I thought you liked sitting on the floor. You've been adamantly saying so for the last 5 years.
Well, he's got me there. And I do. I love sitting on the floor, but I don't know. I'm just like sore lately. My hips hurt and my back. And right here, what even is this muscle? I just can't get comfortable.
Honestly, I was wondering when this would catch up with you. You bend yourself like a pretzel in the most uncomfortable places you can find. I'm not surprised your body is finally objecting.
The way he knows me always sneaks up on me, surprising me and filling me with joy at being seen and annoyance at his astute awareness of my bad habits at the same time. Excuse you, sir. I invited you over for a friendly movie night, and you're being aggressively accurate right now. Please lie to me and tell me what I want to hear, like a real friend would.
And what is that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe something like...
Of course you're uncomfortable, carrying the weight of being the absolute coolest friend I've ever had on your shoulders. Here, let me rub them for you.
These shoulders, you want me to rub them like this?
I'm actually speechless. There's no version of the scenario where I thought he'd take me seriously. But God, his hands feel incredible as he finds the knots at the curve of my shoulder and begins working them diligently.
Oh.
Something like that. God, you're so good at this. His fingers dance over my skin, up my neck until they're kneading into my hairline, and I don't know what to do with myself.
So, what did you want to watch? Was it... Click left. Wait, no, go back. Yeah. That was it, wasn't it?
He's talking like this is all totally normal, as if it's not utterly weird to have his hands in my hair, moving down my neck and my shoulders, working my tight muscles like he does this every day. I'd stop him, but honestly, I don't want to. So instead, I click where he's telling me. My fingers move across the controller on autopilot, and I'm relieved I could do this in my sleep because I can't focus on anything except the delicate, diligent feel of his hands working the tension out of my neck.
Are you even looking at the TV?
I should probably lie, but nope. Just focusing on how good this massage feels, to be honest.
Huh. You said your back's sore and your hips? Come back up here and I could do those too.
My eyes snap open, even though I didn't realize I'd closed them. And I look at him suspiciously.
It's an offer, not a threat. Why are you being so weird about this?
Why are you being so weird about this? I'm being childish, I know, but I don't actually know what else to do because the way he's touching me doesn't just feel nice. As his fingers worked into the base of my skull, the warm relaxation began to feel a little warmer, a little heavier. And even as I'm thinking it, his fingers cup to move my jaw, carefully beginning to massage circles into the curve of my cheek.
Does that feel good?
I can't meet his eyes. Mm-hmm.
You've been running that mouth too much. You need to give it a break. Work some of the tension out of it.
Shut up. Don't ruin it.
Oh, what was that? You want me to stop?
No. You can keep going. Just be less annoying when you're working your magic, yeah?
Oh.
I don't even need to look to know he's arched a brow at me. Challenging and a little condescending. Except when I do open my eyes and look, I don't find it condescending at all. He just looks hot. And maybe it's the feel of his skilled fingers on my suddenly overheated skin or the endorphins of the massage, but I am looking at him differently now. It's like I've never seen him before. Not until now. Not like this. His massaging fingers slow before they still, and he's just cupping my face.
You know, if you keep making those little sounds when I touch you like this, I might get the wrong idea, because it sounds like you might be enjoying this.
We watch each other as I try to clear my head enough to think about what I want to do next. What I should say. I know I should tell him that I don't, that I'm just tense, that my muscles just appreciate the attention. But that wouldn't be the truth. No, the truth is that I appreciate the attention. His attention. And it's turning me on the way he's looking at me while he touches me. Maybe I'm touch-starved, or maybe I've just missed what was in front of me. Maybe I want you to get that idea. He looked surprised, but only briefly. Then, a flicker of excitement crosses his face.
I thought you wanted to have a movie night.
Maybe I've changed my mind.
Maybe you've changed your mind?
He's no longer massaging me, but his firm grip on my jaw keeps my eyes trained on his. It turns me on, but it also makes me feel defiant, too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, well, maybe I should let go. I could make you feel so good as you want me to, but maybe I should lean back and stop touching you. Because I may be many things, but I need an enthusiastic yes for all of them.
The sudden loss of his hand from my jaw as he settles back into the comfort of my couch is jarring, and I lean forward without meaning to, chasing his touch. It's weird the way things change so quickly. The way we've gone from friends hanging out to whatever is happening right now. But his hands on my skin unlocked something in me, and I don't know how I'll ever put it back. Especially as he stares at me, an open invitation and challenge enticing me.
But if a yes is what you want to give me, then come here, and I can relax all those sore muscles for you.
It should sound cheesy, but without deciding to, I'm moving, crawling onto the couch, into his space.
Can I help you?
Yes. I don't know what's gotten into me as I crawl closer, moving until our faces are just inches apart as his hands come down on my shoulders again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you can help me. Yes, I've changed my mind. Yes. Make me feel good.
That's more like it.
His lips hover over mine as his fingers begin to work my neck and shoulders again. He's not crossing this line. He's very intentionally leaving that choice to me. So far, nothing more has happened than a bit of flirting and innocent touching. But I want more. And I can't resist leaning forward to kiss him. Somehow, I'm straddling his lap and I can feel how hard he is where his cock presses between my thighs. I've never thought about his cock before. But now all I want is to see it. To feel it.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.